Season 8 of Game of Thrones premiered last night. Liv the Web Girl, do you watch any of it?
I watched a little bit of it. I watched like the first half or so. Or no, probably not even the first half. Just like the first maybe 5 minutes.
I have to like kind of bootleg it. So I get it from a friend of a friend of a friend's mom who has a login that she doesn't realize we're using. So I will do that today. I will watch the episode. I've been trying to avoid spoilers like the plague today because I don't want to have it ruined for me. But I hear it's really good from what I've been, what I have accidentally seen.
I thought about watching it because I've never seen it. And so I was asking one of my girlfriends that is a diehard fan yesterday, like, would I like this? Should I watch it? And she told me that it's very graphic as far as like violence.
And sex.
And I don't like gory, like bloody stuff.
But you like Murder Monday.
I can talk about it. I don't want to see it. So like she said it was like graphic, like throat slitting and stuff. And I don't like that. Like that grosses me out. So I don't know if I would like this show. She also said everybody has British accents and I cannot stand British accents. So I avoid movies and shows. Anything having to do with British accents.
I didn't realize you were an accent.
Yeah, well.
I don't know how to say racist and accent in the same sentence.
Like, no, I just, like, them. It gets on my nerves. I'm not an accent person. I like Southern accents. I think those are fine, but I do not like other types of accents.
I think I'm actually going to watch it because I watched the first, I watched, like, an episode, a past episode, because they had a marathon on HBO yesterday. And so then I watched part of the, like, the one last night, the premiere, the season premiere, and I thought it was kind of interesting. And my boyfriend, Joel Dida, he was like pausing it and explaining things to me. Like,
oh, that's
was
so
who.
Annoying.
Like, well, one, it's so confusing. Like, it, everyone is related, but like not related at the same time.
Yeah, I heard it was like a big incest
it
thing.
It is. It's so
Isn't
confusing.
Isn't everything a little incestual when we get down to it?
No, not really. So I am, though, I think today, going to watch the very first episode.
All right. I might try it.
Well, this will be interesting to see because it sounds like you both don't know much about it. And Porkchop, I don't know if he watches Game of Thrones or not either. But if
yeah, right.
What?
He doesn't watch that.
I don't.
He Why? Only has Hulu right now because of a free trial. He doesn't pay for any streaming.
But Alex, as I mentioned, I don't have HBO.
Okay,
log in with somebody's stuff.
So I was going to ask you, if you found out, would you be mad if you found out that people that you barely knew or didn't even know were using your passwords for other streaming services
for
free?
Oh, of course. I'd be totally peeved. Yeah, but it's different. It's me doing it, so I don't care.
Yesterday I was talking to my boyfriend about it and he was so excited. He was like, I've been waiting 2 years for this. Like this season has been taking forever. And I was like, why are you so excited? He was like, because each episode there's a chance you might see Khaleesi naked.
That's what I was going to say.
And
she
I
is
was so
hot.
So
trust me. Like Khaleesi is gorgeous.
Okay, I will say. But
and naked. Oh my gosh. Best part of Game of Thrones.
I have not seen
More
her
like Game
naked
of Bones.
Yet. I have not seen her naked. But
you need to.
I did see a scene of Jon Snow's bare butt, and it was pretty nice. I will say that Jon Snow is pretty smoking hot. But I think Khaleesi is prettier with her blonde hair in the show. And in
yes.
In real life, she doesn't have
she's
blonde.
A brown, like a brunette,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's a brunette. And I think she's way prettier with blonde hair.
Okay, well, now that we know that pretty much nobody except for me knows anything about Game of Thrones, I want to see how well everybody does here because I want to know if this is a Game of Thrones quote from somebody on the show or something that President Donald Trump said. All right, I feel like Alex might have a bit of an advantage. Here we go. Number one. The beauty of me is that I'm very rich. Is that Game of Thrones or is that Trump? Liv.
It's Trump.
Alex.
Trump.
Yes, that is President Donald Trump. We're all fighting battles, but I love these battles.
Liv. That is Game of Thrones.
Alex.
Yeah, I was going to guess that too.
That is Donald Trump. You guys are not doing so well. You're 1-for-2. Real power is, I don't even want to use the word, fear. Game of Thrones or President Trump?
Alex Trump?
Liv?
Game of Thrones?
You would be wrong. Alex would be right.
Real power is fear?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like something they'd say in Game of Thrones, though, so that could be tough. But you don't watch it! Neither one of you watch the good stuff. Okay, what about this? I need loyalty. I expect loyalty.
Liv. That is Game of Thrones.
Alex.
I'll say Game of Thrones because we haven't done that one yet. Still him?
President Trump. No, but I remember Trump saying that, I think, earlier. Like, at the very beginning of his presidency, he's like, I expect my people to be loyal.
Well, yeah.
That was a big thing. Okay, let's see here. Two more of these, I think. The big fish eat the little fish, and I keep on paddling.
Alex, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Boom!
I think that's Game of Thrones, too. I think Trump would say, I eat the little fish.
On my filet of fish from McDonald's, because I love their fries. Power resides where men believe it resides. Is that Game of Thrones, or is that something the president has said?
Alex, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm going to say Game of Thrones, too.
You're both correct. And the final thing here for Game of Thrones, or was it President Trump saying it? It's the family name that lives on.
Live.
It's all that matters.
That is Game of Thrones.
Alex.
Yeah, I'd guess that, too.
Ladies, even though you never watch the show, and I'm very disappointed that you don't, you're both correct.
Yeah.
I think you got more right than you did wrong, so I don't have to kill you. Way to go.
What about A Winter is Coming?
Well, okay. Do you think that would be a little obvious? All right, tomorrow.
Technically, they both said that.
They did?
Yeah, because he posted some kind of meme about that. He said, Winter is Coming. It was him, and it was the font of Game of Thrones.
Oh,
it was
a meme.
That's
funny.
I thought he'd be like, how can winter come with global warming? Then I would believe it.